let's explore more of how the pain concept works versus traditional feature and benefit selling. The formula for pain selling sounds like a television medical drama where the doctors take someone who thinks he's well to hurt, to sick, to critical, to miracle. Listen as David Sandler explains.
I want to back up now. I felt that what we needed to do in the beginning was kind of go through a couple demonstrations, get a little feel for what was happening, get you comfortable. Now we're going to go back and do a little take an intellectual approach to this whole process. I'm going to give you a formula for selling. So you can have it, one, two, and I know all you engineers love this part of it. You know, one, two, three, four, five, here's how you sell. Number one, the first thing you have to do is find someone that is well. Somebody that absolutely doesn't need what you have. Because it doesn't make any difference whether they're hurting or whether they're well. All I want is a body to talk to. Now, I know most of you don't have this problem. But in pure sales, what we have to do is get somebody to talk to. Most salespeople spend a lot of time getting ready. See, I don't care whether you have pain or you don't have pain. I just want to start telling my story to somebody. So I got to go find somebody that is well. Now, as soon as I find a prospect or a suspect that is well, my job is as quickly as possible to get them to step number two, which is hurt. My job is to take someone that thought everything was wonderful this morning, and start to work on them using the techniques I'm going to teach you today and get that prospect to hurt, feel a little bit of pain. Now, as soon as I can get that prospect hurting a little, I can then go to step three in the formula, which is I can get that person sick. See, if you have a headache, you just hurt. If you have just a backache, you just hurt. If you got an ankle hurt, you just hurt. If I can put all those three together, I can get you sick. So a lot of hurts make us sick. Now, if I can keep you sick long enough, I can put you on the critical list, which is step number four. I can make you critical. I've got you hurting. See, you thought everything was fine when I showed up this morning. And after 45 minutes in a sales interview, you're a basket case. So I take a person who is well, get in the hurt, a bunch of hurts will make us sick, and a bunch of sick will turn them critical. The fifth step in the process is to make them well again. And now he can love me. See what you were saying, Jim? You were saying, you know, I'm uncomfortable, I'd have thrown you out, but I haven't taken you, put you back together again. That's step five. So I find a prospect that is well, get them to hurt, turn them sick, turn them critical, and then make them well again and cure them. Now, that's an intellectual process. Now, what I'm going to do is tell you a little story that's going to emotionalize this whole prospect, because people buy emotionally. They only make decisions intellectually. So in order to get people to buy what you have, you've got to get them emotionally involved. Now, for non-sales people, auditors, techies, support people, bankers, the problem that you have is you're intellectually oriented. And you believe if you give the best intellectual presentation and prove your points, people are going to buy. People do not make buying decisions intellectually, they make them emotionally. And go out and look at the car you're driving. A nice black car with black seats and nothing on the dashboard but a speedometer and so forth would have got you where you're going. Look what you're driving out there. Didn't you see that emotional decision you made? Don't you know they run around the showroom every morning and spray that smell in the car? Sat down on a dock for 3 months. It's gone, the smell, the new car smell. Why do they do that? Because they know when you open up the door, that's what you like. They even know where you're going to kick the tires. They know the kind of horns they ought to put on cars because you buy emotionally. So I've got to get you emotionally involved. So I'm going to tell you an emotional story that will point up this formula. But I got to ask you some questions first. Some of these are trick questions, so I don't want to catch you. People go to get an annual examination when they're well or when they're sick. Careful. People go to get an annual examination by a recognized American Medical Association doctor. Wait, I saw the answer. Go. Of course. If you were sick, what difference does it make what time of the year it is? Right? So once a year, what you're family has learned is that you are the breadwinner, you're the money machine, just like your car. Once a year they put you in a shop, see if we got a chance for you to run for another year. I mean, that's what annuals are all about. Okay, now, next trick question. Going to see this doctor for your 9 o'clock appointment, when you show up, walking up to the doctor's office, another trick question. I've got to ask you something first. An annual examination by a recognized doctor from American Medical Association in round numbers would cost you about how much? Annual exam, that's the stress test, the chalk, the jump up and down, the hitting on the arms. How much? Round numbers.
Blood test.
I don't know about blood tests.
Blood tests?
All right, blood tests included. How much? And without the blood test? Probably about $500 in round numbers. Okay, next question. You did good, Jim. Next question. The average doctor giving the annual examination who's probably already, it's probably an internist on the side, you know, or a heart specialist on the side, what do you think he's earning a year in round numbers? Round numbers. Yeah, $500,000, fine. Okay, now, so let's figure this out. You're well. Your family wants you to take a couple hours and go see if you're going to last for another year. You're about to give this guy $500 who's already making $500,000 a year. You got better things to spend $500 on, right? Assume you don't have a socialist medical plan. Fair? Are you happy? Or are you kind of grinding going up the walk because, after all, especially for firstborns, who's got 2 hours to spend with this guy, right? So are you happy or are you grinding away at it? Of course, who needs it, you know? If they want health, let them go to the doctors. Fair? Okay. Now, you show up in a doctor's office, right? First thing, what happens first? 30 minutes of what? Computer test. Right after the wait. 30 minutes of waiting, 30 minutes of computer test. He starts down a list. Okay. Ears running? Nose running? You got anything running, Walter? Is that how he goes down the whole list with all the check marks? Fine. Half hour of that. You're still saying what? Who needs this? All right, then he says, okay. I want you down the hall in that room, and I'll tell you what they do. They go over to this x-ray thing that they have to keep in cold storage. Have you ever been against a warm one yet? I've never had, no matter what time. You know, they must open, you go, right? Okay, and they do that. Then they do the stress test that can kill you. I mean, unless you're a walker, you're going to have Charlie horses tonight, fair? You're going to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning with a pain in your leg from running up that track. Then you swallow the chalk. He takes the pictures, and he says, okay, go get dressed. Now, he comes in about 5 or 10 minutes later with that little drippy thing, right? And I'm going to tell you something. They spend 6 months in medical school learning how to do this. It sticks every time. You've never seen an x-ray drop. They don't even look. Just like that. You ever see him? And it makes noise like that. Now, here's the problem. He looks at that x-ray like he's never seen one before. Ever seen him do that? And then they talk to it. Jim, anybody in your family ever have kidney problems? Right? Jim says what? That was good, Jim. You've been to Sandler's course? All right. Jim says no. He says, I don't like what I see. Look, no big deal. Don't be in a hurry. I'd like you to have that looked at. What are you doing tomorrow morning? Now, let me just tell you what happened to Jim. Jim went from $500 to blank check. That's what this whole process is about. It's for you to call on a prospect who doesn't want to spend any money. Get him to uncover a lot of pain that he already has. See you as someone that can help him with his pain, and then money is never a factor. Just like in that case, you didn't want to spend your $500. Before you left the office, you'd have given everything you owned. That's the process for selling.
Let's take the Sandler formula for selling on a sales cold call. Step number one. You're going to look for a suspect that's well. All suspects believe that they're well. It's your job to see if you can move them through the formula. Step number two, change your suspects to prospects by going from well to hurt. The suspect who believes he's well might intellectually see a need for your product or service, but with his guard up, safe, secure, and intellectual, he sees what you have as a commodity. Step number 3, the sick phase. Here your prospect becomes emotionally involved. As you probe into his problems, your product or service is no longer a commodity. Further probing will take your prospect to step number 4, the critical phase. Here your prospect is prepared to pay anything to solve his problem. He can now feel his own problems. He's validated them. He agrees they need to be fixed immediately. His job, his business, and his future are on the line. The 5th step is where you perform a miracle by solving his problems with your product or service. Now, many times you'll find yourself beginning at the 2nd step because a prospect will come to you complaining of a problem or hurt. You still have to get him from hurt to sick, then to critical, before you perform the miracle cure. Now, I've listened to all the fancy terms that traditional sales trainers want us to believe. The problem with their solution selling or features and benefits selling is that they're trying to solve the prospect's problems too quickly. They're trying to solve them in the hurt phase. The prospect says, "Can you help?" The traditionally trained salesperson probably exclaims, "Can I help? Let me tell you what I can do for you." The Sandler-trained salesperson, on the other hand, says, "You know, I'm not sure. Can I first ask you a couple of questions about your problem?" In order to make the sale, the prospect must fully experience his problems. If you try to move him through the selling formula too quickly, all you're doing is hurting yourself. You want to develop at least 4 to 5 compelling emotional reasons. These can come from one problem or issue, or from several. The important thing is to remember that the prospect must have more pain in his current situation than the pain of changing to your product or service.